want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, as you hear once again from your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking today, to my great delight, with my daughter, Valerie. Hi, Val.
Hi, Mama.
I'm so glad you could be here. She came yesterday from California with whom?
Just with my youngest, Theo. He's 16 months old.
And many of our listeners don't know anything about you, Val. Tell us about the others.
We have seven children, and our oldest, Walter, is 16, and then Elizabeth, 13, and then Christiana, 11, Jim, 8, Jim turned 9 in April. Colleen is almost 7, and Evangeline is 4.
So after Evangeline comes little Theo, and
yes,
then the next one. And you have been married?
17 years.
17 years. Some of you are familiar with my book, Let Me Be a Woman, which was my wedding present to you.
Yes.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember
Wonderful
the first time
book.
You read it?
Walt and I read it on our honeymoon on the plane going to the Virgin Islands.
You sent me a telegram, too, didn't you?
I hardly remember that.
Yes, you sent me a telegram and told me you were actually reading the book together.
Uh-huh.
And that was a great delight to me. I don't really expect men to read that book, but I've had a number of men tell me that they've learned more through reading Let Me Be a Woman about what it means to be a man than any other book they've ever read.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, it does take a tough man to walk around with a book like that under their arm, unless they put it in a plain brown wrapper. So when we've had you on programs before, Val, I think our conversation has generally been about children. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you ought to be able to speak with a great deal more authority than I do on that subject, since you're my only. But Valerie has made me a very rich grandmother. But today, what I'd like for us to talk about is things that are related to the book, Let Me Be a Woman. And my first question is, what have you learned in 17 years of marriage?
Well, I look back on how I loved Walt when I first fell in love with him, and I think I knew nothing of what real love was until these last few years. I feel like I've grown a lot in love towards him. In fact, one of my prayers starting about 7 years ago for Walt was that the Lord would increase my love for him, and I really believe the Lord has. I think of how I didn't appreciate him for who he was. I think of how I do now, and especially for his sense of humor. I think a sense of humor is absolutely important in a marriage or in any kind of relationship. I'm thankful that we keep current with each other. We don't have grudges. We don't have resentments. We're not competing with each other. Walt and I just got back last weekend from a two-night, three-day anniversary trip, which we have never done. We've gone overnight once or twice before, but this was the longest trip by ourselves, and we did it for our 17th anniversary, and we just thoroughly enjoyed one another. We were relaxed. We were at peace. We had things to talk about our family and about books we were reading, but we didn't have anything that we had to cry over or ask forgiveness for, because we do keep current with each other, and that's a wonderful thing.
In other words, you don't let the sun go down on your wrath?
Yes, I think that's right.
Mm-hmm. Literally, don't go to sleep, at least.
You can't go to sleep unless,
at night without right. straightening out whatever might mm-hmm. be a barrier between you. When you say you didn't know anything about love before, what did you think it was before? What do you think it is now?
I think before, love was mainly attraction. I was attracted to a handsome man, and I did believe at the time that God had given him to me and me to him, so I knew it was God's will for us to marry. But as you go through the years, you realize more and more what God has given you, and you learn to appreciate, because of the years that go by, you learn to appreciate who he is, what he can do, what kind of a man God made him, considering his family background, considering what the job is that he does or his vocation. And I'm just so thankful now for God giving him to me when I think I took it too much for granted when I first met him. I expected to marry somebody wonderful, and I thought he was wonderful, but I really didn't know the depths of who he was at that time. Like I said, it was mainly attraction.
In other words, feelings more than mm-hmm. a choice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you said you were attracted to a handsome man. Why don't you describe him for us?
Walt is about 6'2", and I think at the time I married him, he was about 195 pounds. He was very muscular and tan and handsome, rugged face.
Just very masculine, right?
Very
manly. Mm-hmm. One of the things mm-hmm. that I noticed about Walt when I first met him was that he looks quite a bit like your father, Jim Elliot.
Yes. My aunt, who was my father's sister when she first met him, almost cried because she couldn't get over how he looked like my father.
Yes, your father who died when you were only 10 months old. I'm sure that many of our listeners have no idea how you met Walt. Why don't you tell them?
Okay. I was on my way to Wheaton College as a sophomore when my mother was deciding to have a boarder at the house because my stepfather was dying of cancer. We didn't know how long he would live. And she decided that since I was going to be gone, she had two empty rooms and it would be a good idea to have someone help her out with my stepfather. If she had to be gone, it would be good to have somebody in the house. And so she interviewed Walt Shepherd, who was recommended by another friend to be a boarder, and that was when I first met Walt, and we sat across the living room from each other, and Walt says he tried to tell himself not to look at me, but to look at Mrs. Leach, and that was my mother at the time, was her name. And I remember being kind of shy. And
you were how old?
18.
And Walt was?
27.
Mm-hmm. Quite a big gap at that mm-hmm. age, isn't it?
Yes, I had just been badly hurt or burned by a relationship that had started in high school, and so I was scared of meeting any more young men. In fact, I had asked the Lord to help me not to fall in love with anybody unless it was going to be the man that he wanted me to marry. So I was quite quiet, and then as I went back to Wheaton and that fall went by, my mother was writing me these letters. She wrote wonderful letters anyway, but she wrote about this Walt Shepherd that was living in her house and what a wonderful young man he was and had a great sense of humor. And I was sort of interested. I, of course, wanted my mother's approval, but it wasn't that I was thinking immediately that he would be my husband, but I was interested in the fact that she was so interested in him. When I got home for Christmas, he was at home for a week before he went home for his Christmas holidays, and there were one or two nights when I was in the kitchen ironing, and Walt came in and sat down at the kitchen table and talked and polished shoes while I ironed, and he says that he polished the same shoes over and over again, and I ironed the same shirt over and over again. I'm sure it wasn't quite that.
I think
that.
He did polish the shoes over and over, as I recall. I strolled through the kitchen a few times.
But we enjoyed talking to one another, and I think he sort of swept me off my feet then. But it's funny, that whole next year, he always thought that he was way too old for me, and I couldn't possibly be interested in him. So if I was the least bit nice to him or kind to him, he just thought I was being kind only and not interested romantically at all. It was the following fall that I came home for a quarter because I'd been at summer school, and he lived down in the basement when I moved home. And so we ate suppers together because my mother had always offered the boarders their supper time meal. And again, I would say he swept me off my feet again, but he started taking me out for Sunday afternoon walks, and that's how our courtship started.
One of the things that I tried to say in this book, Let Me Be a Woman, was you marry a sinner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Absolutely. And we have to learn ourselves what sinners we are, too. That's been, of course, big lesson for me. I feel like before I got married, I hardly understood what sin was. I'd had such a happy life, such a secure growing up with my mother, that I feel like I didn't really get serious about life until I got married, and even after that, until I had children. But yes, I married a sinner, and I didn't really discover it until our honeymoon. Walt and I were engaged for 17 months, but only saw each other 5 times during those 17 months. And each time we saw each other, it was a whirlwind, wonderful weekend, a romantic weekend, but we didn't really have to face very many reality situations, practical situations. So when we were on our honeymoon, we had to go to St. Thomas. We were in St. Thomas. We had to go to the grocery store to get our breakfast and lunch food. And he had planned a certain amount to be spent for that food. And he was just overwhelmed by the prices, the high prices in the grocery store. So here, as we went into the grocery store, I was thinking, what fun this will be. I'll be able to buy whatever my husband wants to have for breakfast and lunch, and I'll be able to fix it for him, you know. And then he was getting more and more disgusted and saying more and more, I don't want anything. I don't want any of this in the grocery store. And I was getting more and more frustrated and bewildered as to what was I supposed to fix. And so that's really the first time I realized that, yes, my mother was right.
It was possible to have a few little conflicts, right? Well, that is something that I try to remind women of. You know, you do have to remember that you married a sinner. Mm-hmm. There isn't anything else to marry. And most importantly, remember that your husband is stuck with a sinner, too.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Val, for being with us. I've been talking with my daughter, Valerie Shepherd, and she's going to be with us several times. I'm so glad you're here, Val.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.